We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether it's the Score or the Tribune or ESPN or whomever, to figure out what their guidelines are for interaction between reporter, and I'm not host, I'll get to that in a second, reporter and the people that they report on. Everyone has to figure out how much access is too much access. How many relationships or depth of relationships doesn't allow you to be as objective as you want? And that's a fine line too. Because you want to be able to give people their opportunity to give their point of view, so that you can have a mosaic and then you can distill it and give it to the public. People always wonder, and I don't want to bust toss everyone because this is Schefter's thing. How does Adam Schefter go and break all of these stories? Well, he breaks them because he has a really strong background in journalism when he first started. And now that the position that he's in is like the newsbreaker of ESPN. It allows him a wide berth. He has these relationships with people that tell him things that are important. The part where I'm struggling, and when it comes with the territory on what I do for a living, and like I said, I feel like I used to be a journalist. I'm not sure if I qualify as a journalist anymore. I still use some journalistic practices in what it is that I do, and I have my own code on what I will and what I won't do. But for the most part, the reason that there's a make me a bicycle clown is that you all want the bicycles to be made. And I keep wondering if sports fans even care about how journalism is done. The anecdotal evidence that I have is no, you don't care. And that's fine. That is your option. That's you just want the information, and I completely understand that. You want people to talk about the things that you care about, and hopefully those people that are talking about it care about those things too. And that's what I try to project, even though like I can get fired up like as a fan,
fired up
about the White Sox. That fandom still lives with me, and it makes it so that I have to check that. One of the journalistic practices that I have is you are a fan of that team. So you need to make sure that you're going as hard as you can when it comes to discussing them. And figuring out kind of where everyone stands on this is really difficult. I don't think that there are going to be a lot of people who tell you that there's an industry standard. I'm not sure that there's evidence to that. When it comes to breaking stories, you have to have people who trust you. And sometimes, like the adage of, you know, no one trusts you unless you got a little bit of dirt on you, like that sort of thing. And that's how some of these stories end up coming out. But the part about you and whether or not you care about it is fascinating to me for this reason. What it allows for. Because I think that leagues and teams have caught on to it. It allows for them to kind of do what they want. And they get to dress it up. Like if you look at team sites, which I think are valuable. I look at team sites for some of the to see what type of things are being put on there. The point of the team site is not journalism. It's not to necessarily tell you the truth. Like the Cubs are going to, on their site, are going to try and put the best face on what actually happened, their best spin on it. Ideally, the job of the journalist is to try to make it the least amount of spin possible, or to present, here's the team spin, here's what the evidence says, here's what fans are saying, and you try to give that and you give it to the people and hope that they get something out of it. But the mission creep of teams creating their own quasi-journalistic arms, and then you have the addition of social media and social media platforms. I watch every team in Chicago. I follow them on social media. And I think that the social media people who run the sites do a really good job. But again, it's always going to have their take on it, which is fine, which is what they're supposed to do. They're selling a product. They shouldn't have to care about journalism. But should the people that are involved in sports care about it? And to what level should they care about it? I don't have answers to these questions. Like I said, I'm talking some of this stuff through because I'm trying to figure out. I was having dinner with a friend of mine last night who's one of the best journalists that I know. And we were talking about all of this stuff, and we couldn't come up to any good conclusions. So when I went back and, you know, kind of wrote down some of the things that I wanted to discuss in this last night and this morning, I think that in a lot of different areas of our world right now, we are seeing that guardrails that we thought were there aren't there. And that there are people who don't believe in systems. Like the systems that are supposed to be in place to protect whatever, they don't seem to be in place. And so what do you do with that? My experience with the White Sox this year, where this is what I'm talking about where it comes to access. So I had a problem with the White Sox hiring Tony La Russa. You know this, right? I've talked about it on the air. Because this is a really popular show, they heard it. And there were a lot of people who didn't like it. I have access to a lot of those people, and those people have access to me. And I talked it through with numerous people over there about how I felt and how I expressed myself about it. If there isn't that, if there isn't people that are able to try and find whatever you consider to be the truth in a subject matter, then the only thing that gets to be told is the point of view of the team. We could extrapolate this out and talk about the point of view of the mayor, the point of view of the president. And I felt like this year, when it came to the White Sox in particular, that we have drifted very close to the line of pom-poms. And you know, I care about these guys. I care. I want them to win. But I'm not sure that there's been a lot of great journalism done. Here's an example. Do you know how long Tony La Russa's contract is with the White Sox? No, you don't. Because it hasn't been reported on. But then the question becomes, do fans care? And the conclusion that I came to, or at least the semi-conclusion that I've come to on this, is they don't care until ... And this is not even me sticking up for journalism, capital J. I just think that it's interesting, and we've seen it in the past. It's not just the 2021 White Sox. We saw it with steroids in baseball, where people didn't care until they cared. Where were the journalists on this? some of them were protecting the people that were doing whatever it is you think they did because they were also protecting their sources. And will you stop getting information from those people if they don't like the way that you present the information? That's where I go back to Adam Schefter. Schefter is not supposed to be, they have not set him up on ESPN to be a guy that gives you opinions, which is totally fine. I actually think that's the way that it should be. They set him up as the insider who has all of the information. He comes out, he tells you this is what's happening. And then here's Booger McFarland or here's Dominique Foxworth, and they can talk about the information that Schefter has presented. I'm not sure. I know what my code is. I'm not sure that journalistically he did anything wrong. I don't think that I would have done it. Actually, I know that I wouldn't have done it. But from where we are and what the public seems to want, I'm not sure that he did anything wrong. And the way that ESPN has not reacted to it, I find that really interesting and telling. It all gets murky because inside of sports, there's also the connection that sports television, sports radio has with teams and leagues. You are well within your right, and you should hold us accountable. Let's speak about the score. You should hold us accountable when it comes to us talking about the Cubs because we have the rights to the Cubs. You should hold us accountable for how we talk about the Bulls because we have the rights to the Bulls. And my advice would be, if you think that one of the hosts or reporters is biased, then you should track what that person says. And if there's enough evidence to you that this person is untrustworthy with their opinion, that they are reckless with their opinion, as long as you've really done the work, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you questioning. But I feel like we're moving into a place where league or team aren't questioned. And I think that that's a very dangerous space for us to live in. Some people will say, well, you're crying about journalism. To me, it was a big deal that the Bears held press conferences where they got to choose who asked questions. And that's not to besmirch, because I understood what the Bears did. The hierarchy of it was the people who cover the team every day got first dibs on questions. Cool. But they limited who could ask questions by limiting the amount of time that people were going to be available. You should question White Sox coverage on NBC Sports Chicago. And again, it's not because they're necessarily doing anything that's nefarious, but because they have a relationship with the White Sox, can you trust everything that's being told to you? Is it even journalism? I struggle with this. Like, I really do. Like, I have in my notes, like, one of the things I want to talk about is some of these things with my students the next time that I teach. There was an interview that Kevin Durant did with Draymond Green. And they basically rewrote the history on how Kevin Durant left the Warriors. And athletes, because they have, like, LeBron is turning into an actual, like, media mogul. And I think that it's probably 80% good that LeBron is doing that. And then I have some trepidation because it becomes about the victors telling the story. And is there an actual check and or balance to go, that's not quite right. It's mostly right, but it's not quite right, and here's why. I worry about this stuff all the time, and I worry that you don't care. And sometimes when I get pushback, if I have an opinion that doesn't conform to what the team would like to project, for whatever team that I'm talking about, there are people that will immediately grab the flag of their team. The White Sox, the Bulls, the Cubs, the Blackhawks, that happens a lot with them. And then they only want to get the positive news about that team until they don't. There's two shows that I did where we were celebrating the White Sox for winning the American League Central. They were highly rated. They're highly rated. There was high engagement, level of activity that we can see in real time. The show I did after the White Sox lost, crazy engagement. And my job is to try and figure out what it is that you want. And also try to figure out where I'm willing to bend. And everyone is different. And that's why I go back to the Schefter thing going, I'm not sure that journalistically he did anything wrong. Because he has made a choice. And he's one of the most followed people in the NFL. So does, in this case, the might make it right? Does the power of the people that follow him mean that they don't care how the sausage is made? They just want the sausage. And then what does that mean for us? Are we supposed to put the pom-poms up? Are we supposed to just give you what the team says without any pushback if we think that it's wrong? They're answers to questions that I don't have, but I appreciate you indulging me in asking them. Back after this on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.